I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned to The World. It's taken more than 2 years, but one of the more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram has finally been found. You'll remember that the girls were kidnapped from their school in Chibok in northern Nigeria. A few of them escaped in the days after the kidnapping. For 2 years, though, there's almost no word of them, despite the global outcry to find them and bring them home. But yesterday came the news that one of the Chibok girls had appeared, carrying her four-month-old baby. The girl's name is Amina Ali Nkeki, and she was flown to the Nigerian capital, Abuja, today to meet President Muhammadu Buhari. Chika Odua is a Nigerian-American journalist in Lagos who's been following the story.
The circumstances of her being found are still unclear. We're hearing two versions of a story. One version being put forth from the Chibok people. The claim is that she was actually found wandering in the forest Tuesday night and that vigilantes found her. But the Nigerian government has put out its own story, and that story came out Wednesday. And they're saying that Wednesday afternoon is when the Nigerian forces actually rescued her. So they're actually framing it as a rescue mission. So whether this is her being found accidentally or a rescue, it remains to be seen. But these are the two versions that we're hearing. But from my own research, it seems as if she was found by vigilantes Tuesday, according to people I've spoken to from Chibok and her own family members.
Those are very different accounts of the story. Are Nigerians today, though, kind of discounting whatever version it is and just happy that she has been discovered?
Well, Nigerians are very much aware of the politicization of this issue, so they're definitely making comments on the fact that there are two strong narratives coming forth, and they're actually taking note of that as well. But they are definitely happy that this definitely seems to be one of the Chibok girls, because her picture, what we're seeing out now as far as the picture that was released by the military yesterday, definitely matches the picture that was given to the public by her mother 2 years ago. So it definitely seems this is the girl that we saw 2 years ago in photographs. So there is definitely some joy in that.
Did Amina talk at all to the press, and do we have any sense of what her captivity was like?
Well, she did actually talk to members of the Bring Back Our Girls activists. I know she has spoken to two news media organizations, but we do know that she does seem to be in a sound state of mind, which is a relief, at least from what we can see, because she was able to recognize her mother. She was able to recognize her vice principal in Chibok. And so these are actually good signs. But she did actually say that some of the rest of the Chibok girls are still in Sambisa Forest.
Yeah, I mean, how is the Nigerian government addressing the rest of the girls, those 276 girls who were kidnapped?
Well, they're hoping that she can give some intelligence, and I believe that she can, because what she's saying so far is that there are other girls still in that forest. Some have died. Hopefully we'll get more news, because many parents of the Chibok girls are dying of grief. Her own father died shortly after she was abducted.
Wow,
so it's just her mother who was still there. So hopefully we'll get some more intelligence about the whereabouts of the remaining 218 Chibok schoolgirls.
That was journalist Chika Odua in Lagos. Let's stay with the story for another few minutes. We've been checking in regularly with Nigerian writer Adobe Trishan Obani as the kidnapping saga has worn on. Adobe has been closely following the twists and turns of the Chibok girl story from the beginning. And she was there when Amina Ali Nkeki met with Nigeria's president in Abuja today.
It was a very emotional event when the president met with her and when we saw her, you know, when I saw her, I was in that event. But it was emotional in a joyful way. It wasn't sad at all. When she walked past me, I pressed her arm and she gave me a smile, but that was towards the ending. When she came in, she was completely covered up. So I thought she was going to remain shielded from the public throughout the event. It was being called a ceremony. But then when she was introduced to the president, and he stood up from his chair on the head of the table and walked up to her, they took off her veil. So it was the first time. It was almost like a formal presentation. And she smiled. She actually did smile. And the president beamed. He lifted the baby from her arms, carried the baby. Everyone was smiling. It was just so joyful, almost as if we were welcoming a new member of our family. And indeed, we were welcoming a member of our family. And I think the today's event, today's ceremony was symbolic, because beyond the recovered girl. I think when the president lifted that baby from her arms and carried that baby, smiled at that baby, cuddled that baby, he was almost, it seemed to me as if he was saying, every child born in Nigeria is welcome, irrespective of whether your father is Boko Haram, whether your mother has been 2 years in the with the militants, it didn't matter. We were welcoming a member of our family, and that's the way it felt. The atmosphere was joyful throughout.
Were you able to speak with her?
No. I mean, I had planned to speak with her, but I understood that today wasn't the day for that. I think the president had made his speech, and the focus was going to be on that and not on any distractions. So, but, you know, we were able to exchange greetings with her. She walked past us. When she walked past me, I grabbed her arm. I pressed it, and she turned to me, and she smiled. I held her baby. So that was as much interaction as people like me had with her.
Her four-month-old baby, what can you tell us about that child? First of all, male or female?
Oh, it's female. Her name is Sophia. She was screaming throughout, punctuating everybody's speech with her cries. And it was so sweet. Like I said, she wasn't wailing in pain. Like each time she would just this shrill cry and everyone would smile. So it added to the color, the joyfulness in the atmosphere. And like I said, a new baby is being welcomed, you don't complain that someone is crying. So the president will be speaking and we'll hear the baby cry. And I think at some point he made a joke about it. When she really yelled, they had to take her away because she was being carried by Miriam Owais, who's a member of the Bring Back Our Girls group. So she, in fact, one of the founders, she had to take the girl out. And even when they had taken her out of the room, we could still hear her screaming and the people will smile every time she did that. So, I mean, the baby looked healthy enough. And from what the president said in his speech, for almost, total of 5 hours, medical personnel in different fields, NGOs, and even trauma specialists from UNICEF had been examined or had spent time with the girl, with Amina and her baby. So it looks like they're fine.
Adobe, as we've spoken since the kidnappings a couple of years ago, you've been critical of the effort to get the girls back. But you sound today really encouraged, even though Amina is just one of these many girls.
Yes, it was such a joyful occasion. I think I'm still bubbling with the joy of the event. But there's also the fact that thousands of girls have been rescued in the past few months, in the past many months.
Not from the Chibok, a lot of girls.
Not from Chibok. Yeah. Yes, 1,000 girls from different communities. So that shows us, that's the evidence, that the government is doing something. They may not have found the Chibok girls yet, but they're doing something. And then now we recover one Chibok girl. I mean, this is, I think people like me have the right to bask in the joy of this moment. If I wake up tomorrow morning and get worried about and get upset that the government hasn't found the 219, fine. I mean, I want them to be found even now, but I also want to enjoy the joy of having one of them back with us. It's such a joyful thing and worth celebrating.
Adobe Trisha Nobani, always great to speak with you. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Marco.